Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Through the Bible with Joe McGee, where we're going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. We're all the way up to Joshua chapter 10 today. And it's a great book. They've made a lot of movies about the book of Joshua. Very entertaining. Very revealing how God thinks and what he tolerates, what he doesn't tolerate. So we're in Joshua chapter 10. So we're going to jump in at verse 1. This is about Israel defeating the southern armies because they had enemies. There are people that would challenge the people of God. Verse 1. So the king of Jerusalem heard that Joshua had captured and completely destroyed. Nobody can stop Joshua. He's winning everything. Destroyed Ai and killed its king. Just he had destroyed the town of Jericho and killed its king. He also learned that the Gibeonites had made peace with Israel and were now their allies. So he and his people became very afraid when they heard all this, because Gibeon was a large town, as large as the royal cities and larger than Ai, and the Gibeonite men were strong warriors. Verse 3. So the king of Jerusalem sent messengers to several other kings, and Hebron and Jephthah and Eglon. And they come with us. Help me destroy Gibeon. He urged, for they made peace with Joshua and the people of Israel. So these five Amorite kings combined their armies for a united attack, and they moved all their troops into place to attack Gibeon. It's like, how many enemies you got? Got more than we can count. Why don't they like you? I don't know. And I used to counsel with my students, you know, when I was a school administrator. People couldn't understand why people didn't like them. I'm not doing anything to them. I didn't do anything wrong to them. I didn't say anything bad about them. I didn't steal from them. Why don't they like me? Well, you don't need to do anything wrong. The devil hates everybody. He's an equal opportunity hater. He hates everybody the same. He wants everybody in hell with him. He doesn't have any love for anybody or anything. So you don't have to do anything wrong to make people not like you. It's just what happens. So come and want to help me destroy Gibeon. He urged them. They made peace with Joshua and the people of Israel. So the five Amorite kings got together. Verse 6. The men of Gibeon quickly sent messengers to Joshua at his camp in Gilgal. Don't abandon your service now, they pleaded. Come at once. Save us. Help us, for all the Amorite kings who live in the hill country have joined forces to attack us. Verse 7. So Joshua and his entire army, including his best warriors, left Gilgal and set out for Gibeon. Do not be afraid of them, the Lord said to Joshua, for I have given you victory over them. Not a single one of them will be able to stand up against you. Now that's a good word. What are you doing, going to war? Don't worry, you're not going to lose a single person. That's what God told him. You're not going to lose a single person. Not one? Nope, not one. So Joshua traveled all night from Gilgal and took the Amorite armies by surprise. And the Lord threw them into a panic, and the Israelites slaughtered great numbers of them at Gibeon. Then the Israelites chased the enemy king to the road of Baron, killing them all along the way. As the Amorites retreated down the road, the Lord destroyed them with a terrible hailstorm from heaven. And they continued until they reached Ai. And the hail killed more of the enemy than the Israelites had killed with a sword. So what's going on? God told them, don't worry. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to kill them, but then I'm going to kill a bunch myself with a hailstorm. But he didn't tell them about the hailstorm, but it came. God said, listen, I've got this covered. Don't worry about it. We need to trust God more. Verse 12, on the day the Lord gave the Israelites victory over the Amorites, Joshua prayed to the Lord in front of all the people of Israel, and he said, let the sun stand still over Gibeon and the moon over the valley of Achion. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed in its place until the nation of Israel had defeated its enemies. Now, we had great Bible classes when I was a kid, and they talk about how God made the sun stand still so Israel could win its battle. Does that happen? Yes, it actually happened. The sun stood still. Time did not move. They didn't have clocks back then, but they had the sundial. And that shadow did not move. God made the sun stand still and said, till we can defeat all of our enemies, it's not going to get dark. is this book recorded in the book of Ashars? The sun stayed in the middle of the sky, and it did not set as on a normal day. There has never been a day like this before or since. When the Lord answered such a prayer, surely the Lord fought for Israel that day. Then Joshua and the Israelite army returned to the camp at Gilgal. Verse 16. During the battle, the five kings escaped and hid within a cave. When Joshua heard that they had been found, he issued this command. Cover the opening of the cave with large rocks and place guards at the entrance to keep the kings inside. The rest of you continue chasing the armies and cut them down from the rear. He didn't give them a chance to get back to their towns, for the Lord your God has given you victory over them. Verse 20. So Joshua and the Israel army continued to slaughter and completely crush the enemy. They totally wiped out the five armies, except for a tiny remnant that managed to reach their fortified towns. Then the Israelites returned to safety to Joshua and to their camp. After it, no one dared to speak even a word against Israel. I said, don't mess with these people. These are my people. Today, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem every day. I have a daily prayer. I pray every day. I used to taught intercessory prayer when I was on staff with the church for years. And so I've learned prayer is real important. You know, you can pray with your eyes open. You can pray while you're mowing the grass. You can pray when you're driving to work. You can pray all the time. Paul said, I pray without ceasing. And so why? Well, because God moves when we pray. God's not allowed to move on this planet unless somebody's asking, somebody's praying. So they crushed the entire army. Then Joshua said, move the rocks covering the openings of the cave. Bring the five kings to me. So they brought the five kings out of the cave, the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and Eglon. And they brought them out, and Joshua told the commanders of his army, come, put your feet on the king's neck. And they did as they were told. Don't ever be afraid or discouraged, Joshua told his men. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord is going to do this to all of your enemies. Then Joshua killed each of the five kings, impaled them on five sharpened poles, and that's where they hung until evening. As the sun was going down, Joshua gave instructions for the bodies of the kings to be taken down from the poles and thrown into the cave where they had been hiding. Then they covered the opening of the cave with a pile of large rocks, which remains to this very day. Verse 28. That same day, Joshua captured and destroyed the town Micah. He killed everybody in it, including the king, leaving no survivors. He destroyed them all, killing the king, and he killed the king of Jericho. Then Joshua and the Israelites went to Libna, attacked it. There too, the Lord gave them this town and the king. He killed everyone in it, leaving no survivors. Then Joshua killed the king of Libna, as he killed the king of Jericho. From Libna, Joshua and the Israelites went to Lachish and attacked it. Here again, the Lord gave them Lachish. Joshua took it on the second day and killed everyone in it, just as he had done Libna. During the attack on Lachish, King Hor arrived with his army to help defend the town. But Joshua's men killed him and his army, leaving no survivors. I mean, you couldn't put this in the history book. Nobody'd believe it. Nobody, except it's true. When God gave him victory, he said, I'm going to give you total victory. You're not to be afraid of nothing. You're going to defeat everybody. And so, we'll jump down to verse 38. Then Joshua and the Israelites turned back and attacked Debir and captured the town and its king and all of its surrounding villages. He completely destroyed everyone in it, leaving no survivors. He did it to Debir and the king there, just as we'd done Hebron and Lebanon and its king. So Joshua conquered the whole region, the kings and the people of the hill country, the Negev, the western foothills, the mountain slopes, completely destroyed everyone in the land, leaving no survivors, just as the Lord, the God of Israel, had commanded. Joshua slaughtered them all the way to Gaza, into the region around the town of Goshen, up to Gibeon. Joshua conquered all these kings and their land in a single campaign. For the Lord, the God of Israel, was fighting for his people. Then Joshua and the Israelite army returned to their camp at Gilgal. Now, that's just chapter 10. That's just one chapter. And that essence is, say, what is it? When I was teaching my high school kids, we'd spend like 3 days on this one lesson, and I would read it again. I'd open up every day for the first 10 minutes, and I would read the entire chapter. And the next day, I'd come out, okay, we're going to pick this up again. We read it, yes, we're going to read it again. I'd read the entire chapter. And then the third day on Wednesday, we'd open up again. I'm going to read the entire chapter. I'm trying to get you to understand, God is for you. God is not against you. He will defend you. He will defeat your enemy. Don't let any spirit of fear get in you. It's not the number that It's not a big thing for God to deliver by many or by few. You know, the Bible said, it didn't take a whole army. Jesus took 12 men and turned the world upside down, started a revival that crossed the entire planet of this earth. And so it's not the number. It's always God. And so God will give you wisdom. Whatever you're dealing with today, God will give you wisdom, how to conquer it, how to overcome it, how to come through it. Everything that the devil's ever plotted against you, God saw coming before your mother met your father. God saw what the enemy's going to try to do to you today. He's already made a way out. God said, nothing's ever come up on you that God has not already made a way out. So whatever you're dealing with today, God has already made a way out. There's already a way out. So sometimes you just need to get quiet. I used to tell people, sometimes you need to take a 20-minute nap. Get your brain to shut down a little bit. Let God do something great. God's going to deliver you. He'll not leave you nor forsake you. He will be with you all the way to the end, and he will give you victory. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.